Blog Talk Radio.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm your host, Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on America's favorite Life Lessons Radio show. We hope that you enjoyed our earlier program with Terry Harrison, who is the founder of the Grandparents Gift Company. We're going to have her back on September the 3rd to celebrate a few days before Grandparents Day, which officially is September the 8th. And that's the day that, by the way, all you grandchildren out there are supposed to be sending some sort of gift or card commemorating Grandparents Day. It's really not another Hallmark Day or a holiday created by Hallmark. It's truly a day to celebrate the goodness and kindness and grace that your grandparents have bestowed upon you. So we hope that you all participate in that. Hey, on this particular program, we're talking about people and places that innovate. And as you probably know and or have personally experienced, that innovation, whether it's within your own community, business, or even in your family, is one of the most seductive words in this world. It always conjures up visions of bold new products or processes or ideas, entrepreneurial heroism, market leadership, and even sometimes the romance of big financial rewards. Small wonder, then, that the study of innovation has attracted all types of executives and scholars and government officials and other curious observers. In the last three decades, you may know that there's been a spate of authors that have address the interest. Thousands of books on Amazon.com have the word innovation in the title. And much of the existing literature is focused on the specific people or groups of people responsible for various breakthroughs. The often unacknowledged premise is that individual agency is the primary force behind effective innovation. On the other side of this spectrum, though, is a small but growing body of work focused on the environment, including the physical, social, technological, and economic conditions in which successful innovation actually occurs. The premise here is that good ideas and their successful execution are a result of connections and existing knowledge embedded in some particular context. And as we say here often, context is everything. The individual, of course, plays an important role, but it is more defined by collaboration than solitary brilliance. And here's our point of the day. If you want to be innovative, think about intersection. The intersection of science and technology and society. Using all different ways of thinking about sharing properties and sharing patterns. Look at the patterns that are happening out there within your industry or within your community, and then make some conclusions about how can you improve upon that. Give yourself adequate incubation time to consider, here's a new idea, and here's how we can test that idea and make it foolproof. That's what I think is key to innovation, because you can always come up with great ideas, but they're often messy, but they're also often very important. And at times, it feels like the weight of both being big and messy or important subjects is a lot for anyone to bear. But what you can do, though, as innovators, is to think about raising the rate of effective innovation, and it starts with intersecting humanities, social sciences, and society to all formulate what we consider to be a series of shared properties and patterns that will make your world better. This is Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. You guys have a great day, and remember, to savor more and ponder less.